Hello, I'm Lloyd Lewson, servant and apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, ministering locally to the body of Christ in Dallas and Fort Worth, Texas. I'm doing this audio tonight from the office in my home in Plano, Texas. For several years, the Lord has had me praying for certain people about their rebellion, their sins. And frequently, God will show me a vision, a light vision of their activities. And God showed me about a certain woman that was involved in sexual immorality. And had me praying for this woman. Tonight, the Lord gave me a word to speak to this woman, who the Lord later said was watching or viewing my broadcast. The word was chide. And I told KD to look it up. She looked up chide. As she went, she found the word in Psalm 103. Well, if you read Psalm 103, it's easy for a person whose ears are uncircumcised and whose heart is uncircumcised to say that where God says you will not keep his anger forever, to say that God just quits being angry at a situation. I cannot find anywhere in the Bible where God got angry and just stopped it without action or an intercessor stopped him, i.e. Moses, Daniel, Abraham. I mean, it's absurd to think that God will be angry at someone and then one day he just gets tired of being angry. So I've asked KD to look for me at this word, chide. And now she has, and she's going to tell you about what it says. Kathy D.
The Hebrew word for chide is reeb, and it is a primitive root properly to toss, to grapple, most figuratively to wrangle, to hold a controversy, to defend. In other words, adversary, chide, complain, contend, debate, lay wait, plead, rebuke, strive. In the Bible, it's used, the English word is used as plead 27 times, strive 13 times, contend 12 times, chide 6 times, debate 2 times. It means the Bible usage is to strive, to contend, either physically or with words, to conduct a case or a suit, like a legal suit, to sue, to make a complaint or to quarrel or to contend against.
Well, thank you, Kathy. Intellectual dishonesty is so rampant in the body of Christ. To find an intellect that's honest is almost unheard of. But if you think for 1 minute the word chide means to plead, contend, strive, debate over a problem with between you or I and God is angry, because of the problem. And he's pleading with us, striving with us, contending with us, debating with us to repent. And if you, for 1 minute, are so naive, so uncircumcised of ears and heart, that God, being angry when he's chiding, pleading, striving, debating with you or I about one of our sins, all of a sudden, he's no longer angry. You've got to be the most naive person I've ever met. God, when he gets angry, either does something about with his anger to correct a situation, and many times it's death. Death. And if some intercessor doesn't stand up between you and God, you're a dead person on sight. I've said enough. Doyle Davidson, from his home, Plano, Texas, unite, repent. Repent of your arrogance and believe the gospel. Good night.